On the seventh day, God rested. In 493, St. Patrick killed a leprechaun. Today, it is episode 19 of the Hank Lazard Show podcast.
The Hank Lazard Show.
Plug in your iPod and set next to your phone. You're about to experience the most versatile podgram on the Potternet. Don't be a one scooper. Listen to Hank Lazard. Hank Lazard is the award-winning performer who is the former star of Ventriloquism Karaoke, former host of the Famous Ashtray, former host of the Teenager Robot, future best-selling author of two books, current blogger of the Hank Lazard Show broadcast, and current host of the Hank Lazard Show podcast. Hank performs live in more than one state. You can listen to this podcast if you're a Green Bear Greener. And now, here he is, the host of the Hank Lazard Show podcast. Fasten your safety belts and contain your kudos. Just kidding. Have you beat your coach today? Here he is live. Here is Hank Lazard.
Yay!
Summary.
He didn't say it. Yes, save it for the show, Raleigh.
This is the show, Hank.
We're running.
Yeah, I'm Hank Lazard. Yeah, clap.
Yay.
World's greatest mustaches.
Yeah, yeah, and soap opera, what time is it, Pauline?
Alright, it is
11:49.
Oh, good. I don't have to change the date information. 11:49, welcome to the Hank Lazard Show podcast. Today is still Friday, March 17th, 2006. We're recording in the United States in Birmingham, Alabama at 10th Place South, Rodney's apartment. Be sure to visit Hank's website, www.hanklazard.com. Listen to old shows, find out where Hank is performing, win fabulous prizes, listen to Hank's jokes, etc. Send Hank an email at hanklazard@hanklazard.com. Call Hank at 205-824-6457 and read Hank's blog at blog.myspace.com/Hank Lazard. 2 weeks of the MySpace account, and I think Hank's up to 14 friends or something like that. But there is a waiting list. Yeah.
Yeah, what a great forum for exchanging recipes.
Yeah, I like the chocolatey granola bar.
So. Yeah, thanks, Raleigh. Kudos to you.
All right. So, if you're waiting on Hank to approve your friendship, just keep waiting, because Hank likes to post a comment after he adds you as a friend, which, as it turns out, is a recipe most of the time.
Yeah, what a great...
Yeah, we know. Okay, web updates. The Hank Lazard's... Well, we'll get into that when we get into Buried Treasure. The web has been altered slightly to include some more pod facts. If you clip on the Podformation link, and I think that's about it. And then of course the blog.
Well, there's new bios I noticed at one point.
Yeah, the bios continue. Well, Joe Besser and Vicky Delaney are here. Hey, let's do roll call. Why we're on topic?
Oh yeah.
All right, Hank. Hank, roll call.
Hank.
Okay, Jason. Hank. Rodney.
Hank.
All right. It's Mark. I'm not here. All right, Megan?
Here.
All right, the extra is Eric.
Hank.
Erica?
Yeah.
All right, and let's see here.
Jacob?
Jacob. We should call him Jacob. Jacob is not here. No. All right, Vicky Delaney, the consultant. I don't see her around. Vicky Delaney, the sock puppet. All right, and Joe Besser, the frog puppet. All right, only one sock puppet. I guess
we know that.
What it means.
Yeah, today. What is today, Hank?
Yeah, Raleigh.
Yeah, Hank.
Yeah, I'm into that new diet this week.
Oh, yeah. All right, that's not until end of this week, and I don't think that's what Rodney was talking about. Hey. All right. all right. Let's continue. Okay, so the blog updates.
Yeah. Raleigh, it's beer.
What's beer?
Yeah, the intro, Raleigh.
It's beer.
Maybe next week, not green beer, greener.
All right, it's a little late for corrections, so yeah. Can we please just continue?
Yeah, man, that does say beer, not bear. No wonder I heard the laughter.
Yeah, St. Patrick killed a leprechaun, not a bear. Hank Lazard.
All right. Happy St. Patrick. Okay, as far as the blog goes, it seems to be getting worse, Hank. You just posted another clip of somebody getting hit in the groin.
Yeah, what a great forum to exchange videos of men getting hit in the groin with maps.
I like that chocolatey granola bar.
Nice. Yeah, kudos from Hank Lazard.
All right. Let's skip this because this is running too long. And maybe we should go right into...
Yeah, Hank's just in.
Is that really what it says?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Michael Jackson.
The 17th edition. All right. Okay, should we get right into Hank Lazard's buried treasure? Because, look, it's already 7 minutes, so...
Yeah, I'm into that new diet this week.
That's not for another two things.
Yeah, it's that North Beach diet, Raleigh.
Oh, yeah, where you go surfing all the time, right?
Yeah, no. That's the surfer's diet. This one is the Hank Lazard's North Beach diet.
All right, it's not the North Beach diet, and you're not on it. So,
can you explain your diet, Hank?
Yes, I can.
Will you?
Yes, I will.
Now.
Yeah, it's a good diet to start on St. Patrick's Day. Hank Lazard.
Would you please... All right, first of all, I started the South Beach diet this week and didn't... I took one dump in 4 days. Well, it was more for changing eating habits and moral support than anything else. But...
Fatty.
I'm pretty sure that...
Hey, he's
Hank
a triple scooper now, Hank. Oh, you got that one from Rodney Dangerfield there.
All right, so let's go into Hank Lazard.
What about that North Beach diet, Raleigh? Step one, eat whatever you want.
That's not what the South Beach diet is.
This is the North Beach diet, Pauline. Hank Lazard's North Beach diet. Step two, at the end of the meal, say out loud what a satisfying meal thanks to Hank Lazard.
Dare I ask, step three.
That's it. This one's free.
Okay.
All right. No revenue involved.
Yeah, tax deductible diet.
I don't even know what you're... All right, can we please get into Hank Lazard's buried treasure? I actually brought the. It's still not. Now, the web page is updated with this.
Yeah, Raleigh.
Say what, Hank?
Yeah, do you like Pepsi?
Yes.
Do you know that Pepsi is a Hank LaSarge North Beach diet approved beverage?
Yeah, I think I did.
Yeah, drink 3 cans.
What a satisfying 3 cans of Pepsi that is, thanks to Hank Lazard.
Yeah, that's right, Raleigh.
Well, I didn't really drink the 3 cans.
Yeah, yes, Pepsi cans make a great treat for a child's or an adult's Easter basket.
Hank Lazard.
Isn't it a little early for Easter? When is Easter? I don't care. We're in Buried Treasure. Can we please get to this map?
Yes, there is a map, and I would like to apologize to Raleigh.
What's wrong?
Yes, step one, Hank Lazard mentions the Farmers of America on the Potter. Step two, oil prices increase 20 cents.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
All right, are we finished with this?
I thought they were bankrupt and closing down all their toy stores.
Yeah, that's the other ones, Raleigh. These are the farmers that...
Well, I thought you were going to write about this in your blog. We don't really want to get into your conspiracy theories here. I mean, it's... I don't know. You're the one who... nothing's going to happen. I mean, the farmers aren't listening to this. All right, can I please give Megan this map?
Yes, yeah, step one... Increase the price of oil. Step two, the farmers are paid money to grow more corn for fuel.
All right, so the oil is up so they can grow more corn. Terrific.
Step three?
Yes, step three, the farmers are paid more money not to grow corn.
All right.
I want to get paid not to grow corn. I am not growing corn every day. You know, this really steams me up.
You'd make a good FOA, Raleigh. Pay me to do nothing. Sincerely, the farmers. Thank you, government lobbyers.
All right. Megan, here. Okay. Right. This is the map that what we saw the first week when Hank gave us the map of South Carolina, that picture is now online under Hank Lazard's Buried Treasure. And the new map, which is exactly the same as the old map, except key is crossed out and map is written in its place, is also posted online. If you're having trouble reading that second map, then just scroll down the page and read the first map. And then Megan is going to bury this for us, and then once it's buried... Somebody can dig it up and win a prize.
Yeah, from the Hank Lazard prize bucket.
Which has new items in it. Where'd that prize bucket go? It has a poster in it now.
Poster goes in, prize comes out.
Is that the only new thing that's in there?
That's it.
All right, so we have something from the Hank Lazard prize bucket. And if nobody gets it, then Kyle said that he would bail us out and go dig it up again, since he might be the only one who can read that map and figure out where it is.
I'll bury it tomorrow.
All right, good. All right. Is that it for Hank Lazard's Buried Treasure?
Yeah,
that's sure. I can close this up.
Yeah, this has been Hank Lazard's Buried Treasure.
All right. So we've been sort of. Dancing around the issue of revenue throughout this show. So I think it's one of our... Is the contest a source of revenue? Or that's just a contest?
Yeah, that's just a contest. Right?
All right. Okay. I think it would be... is that right? No revenue from the contest.
First we call you. Second, you answer the phone. You hang my Hank at HankLazard.com. Number 3. win a prize from the Hank Lazard prize bucket.
All right, so there's no revenue involved? There's no four there?
Yeah, no. Revenue comes when you replace the name Hank Lazard as the punchline to popular riddles.
Yeah, we understand that. All right, so I think now would be a good time to call Anthony.
Yeah, Molly.
Yes, Hank?
Yeah, I'll take that button, Molly.
You will?
Yeah.
All right, I'll have it ready for you next week.
How's about now, Molly?
Okay, hold
Kiss
on.
Kiss me, I'm Hank Lazard.
Hank Lazard.
Is anybody on the phone?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, wrong.
What's up?
Yeah, that's wrong. Maybe next week, hurry.
Well, I'm going to give you my report live from the Masters in ATL. It's crazy. They've got midgets dressed as little leprechauns.
Oh, my God. There's a time delay. What time is it in Atlanta?
No time.
Yeah, maybe next week early.
You're big enough, son.
All right. Go bye-bye.
I thought that would be very close to having a winner of the contest.
Yeah.
But unfortunately...
That was wrong. He said, hold on. Don't say hello.
All right. It's 18 minutes. Could we please move on to Into This Week, which this is going to take forever. All right. Without exaggeration, this has been a huge week. So many things have gone on. Number one, I fixed what's going on with your car, Megan? Oh, HL for Hank Lazard.
Yeah. It's a pin, not a button, and it does not say kiss me, and it's not green.
All right.
Yeah, better pinch Molly Rolly.
I did that, and now I've got to take my mid-show pee.
All right, right.
Yeah, lose your skeleton, Rolly.
All right, could we please not do that every week?
Going skeleton.
Yeah, skeleton.
All right, Yeah, Megan, how is your car fixed? Did you get your tire fixed?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
We went and got some Fix-A-Flat, and I filled it up with some
air. So that's holding?
Yeah, it's holding for
now.
Yeah,
mine, it was right in the corner, so I had to get a new one. But I got a Le Mans.
I don't know what that means or what that is.
It's like a really, I think, the lowest quality of tire you can get. So I got 3 Firestones and 1 Le Mans.
I've still
got
to change mine, but...
Yeah, 2 in the front. Le Mans are in the back.
What?
Yeah, 2 Firestones.
All right. It's Le Mans. It's not Le Mans or...
Le Mans.
All right.
As in the breathing technique?
No. That's Le Mans, I think. Le Mans.
Which I think so, is big week, different. Right?
Oh, yeah, big week.
You got good one, Raleigh Hanks, Justin!
Oh, my God.
You sharks cannot swim backwards!
All right.
Is that really what it says?
Yeah, sharks can't swim backwards. I already heard if they stopped, they would die.
I think I heard that too.
Yeah, no, that's strippers.
Okay. Well.
All right. Okay. So big this week. All right. Number one. Into TV. That's intheTV.com or something. Now, I've never liked America Online.
Never.
I mean, what's to like about them? Anything? I guess AOL Radio, I think, sponsors Twit or something like that.
Well, I think AOL also is good for people who don't know squat about squat.
Yeah, so, and even good is a loose term. Yeah. But they've done something correct. The AOL Television, which is running this site, this is what I've been waiting for since 4 weeks ago when I declared that I'm never subscribing to cable again.
That was like episode 12 or something like that. That's been a while.
It was a very long time ago. Because channels, I think it should all move to on-demand. This is what this website is. intheTV.com, I think is what it is.
So you're into TV.
Exactly. And you go there and they have a bunch of shows that you can just, it's like sitcoms. It's like watching reruns. You can click on it. They play a commercial for you, then they play the full episode.
And what once again, another callback to a previous Hank Lazard podcast, they have Perfect Strangers.
Perfect Stranger. I mean, have I ever done my impression of Mark Lynn Baker for you?
No. Is he also now on the WB's Twins?
Yeah, but he's not as good.
All right, yeah,
he doesn't play as
well. Well, actually, you do look a little bit like Larry Appleton, I think.
If he and Melanie Griffith played Bucci Tag, then that would be an episode. But as it is, you know.
All right, yeah, it's an impression here.
So they have all of these shows where you can just, it's on demand. They have Perfect Strangers. What else did they have? Head of the Class.
Welcome Back, Cotter.
Growing Pains. Welcome Back, Cotter.
The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr., yes. Starring Bruce Campbell, which I'm very excited to see since I'm a Bruce Campbell fan. Yep. And never saw the episodes back then.
There were a couple other sort of science fiction-y things.
Babylon 5, I believe.
Babylon 5, and I think one with vampires. I forget what. Not the big one with vampires.
Well, there's maybe the short-lived Freddy Krueger series, I believe.
Yeah. Freddy's Nightmare, I think, was one of them. And also, I was telling you about this, Rodney. If you do visit this, be sure to check out, in the cartoon section, the New Adventures of Batman and Robin. They're cartoons from, 1977. Adam West is the voice. And there's a character for comic relief called Batmite, which is just the worst. It's the worst thing. But it's great to watch. So I mean, this is Cable's dead. I mean, yeah. This is it. This is the beginning of the end.
This is the nice knife piercing the flesh.
Yeah, because who cares what Spike TV is telling me that I might want to watch? I can just go and I can pick.
I feel like the world is now coming to an end.
It is. I mean, this is great.
This is doomsday.
This is great. All right. Okay, the other thing that's web-related is March Madness on the web. This is something else that is...
Oh, yes.
...is great and was sort of done, because we were talking about last... year with Major League Baseball, it was sort of where you could pay and get on-demand video live of the games. But with March Madness, this is the first time where it's free, and all you have to do is sign up, and then you can pick, if the game you want to watch is not on, if you're from Indiana.
Yeah, Indianapolis!
Yeah. If you're from Indiana and you wanted to watch the Hoosiers and they weren't on in Birmingham, well, you could go to this site and actually watch a live streaming of the game. And the quality's a little bit low, but still, it's something where it's on demand. It's sponsored by commercials. And eventually, I mean, I would love to pay for this to watch, Browns games during the NFL season. But it's just, it's not even offered, which is silly. But I think now streaming TV seems to be coming around.
Yeah, they didn't do it for the Olympics. They're doing it for
March
Madness.
Yeah, because we were complaining that this is what it should have been for the Olympics, where you sign. Oh, and how they do it to avoid, like, you know, just getting killed on bandwidth. They have like a waiting room. So if you do want to watch it and it's filled up, then you go into this waiting room. Then after 30 seconds, depending on the people who've dropped out, then they throw more people in there. So you might have to wait in line. But still, I mean, that's just a way to control it. So it is possible. So somebody's thinking out there. What else? Let's see here. That's stupid North Beach. Okay, Farmers of America into March Madness on the web. Hank Lazard's buried treasure.
I've been reading about quacks, quackery, pseudoscience.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about your RSS reader.
Oh, yes, I got...
And this goes back to the blog, because I don't know, like, RSS, it's out there and people are talking about it, but I still don't think... most people I know don't have, like, an RSS reader where you can actually subscribe to a blog. Like, I got a widget of it to where on my front page... it just like has the Hank Lazard blog and then it updates it every 60 minutes or something. So you don't have to visit websites and you can subscribe to different ones and you have a good program that looks like a email like Microsoft Outlook or something where you can just go and click and select on all of them and see if there's a new post. So you don't have to go searching around the web. You just have
one everything program. Everything that I read, well, I've started to read about, pseudoscience in the health field, and that actually is like bridging out into pseudoscience in all fields, and a pseudoscience that was very near and dear to your heart, the polygraph test.
Oh, yes.
The reason why Hank is not in Indianapolis right now.
Exactly. So do you understand that?
Yep, we moved, Pauline.
Yeah, but it was to Vestavia Hills. It wasn't to Indianapolis.
Yeah, on the Woody River. 65.
Yep, I got that written down. 5 Woody River.
Yeah, Raleigh.
Yeah, Hank.
Hank's just in.
God. This is the last one.
Yeah, cats have been known to seduce dogs, but few succeed.
Okay.
Wow. Men are from Venus and men are from cats.
Yeah, cats are from cats.
All right.
Yeah, so how are those Broadway shows, Raleigh?
This isn't even on the secondary script.
Broadway shows?
Yeah, we didn't even get into it.
Yeah, cats!
Hank Lazard.
Yeah! What?
Can we please get back to the... I don't even know what's going on here.
We were talking about...
Newsreader, RSS readers.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, okay. And the other thing about RSS readers is it's different. Like, if you're on a blog, like a MySpace account, it doesn't give you directions on how to subscribe to it. Like, it just, there is an RSS link, I think, when you're reading a MySpace blog. And if you click to it, it takes you to the feed. But unless you know what to do with it, there's really, it's, if you know that you can do something with it, I think it's tough to figure out. Like, you actually have to work at it as far as looking up information on the internet to figure out how RSS
I got news it pretty
work.
pretty quickly. I screwed up once or something, but I got it. I think you have to copy something. And
how did you find that reader that you got?
I just searched Google open source RSS feeder.
Okay, and what's it called? Feed reader?
Feed reader.
Feed reader. Okay. Let's try that out. Okay. 205 Noise.
Oh, yes. Last week, actually, it was not the first week of spring, the meeting. The last week was supposed to be the meeting at the Fountain in Five Points. And
this is a new, what is this, like an organization? I don't even know if that's the right term.
There's really no organization to it. It's a group, a community, if you will, of Birmingham. And I suppose it's not only limited to Birmingham, but... You know, there's a lot of other cities in the 205 area code, but right now it's the Birmingham noise and weird music scene, if you will, if you want to call it a scene. That seems sort of
crappy. Yeah, don't
derogatory.
Yeah.
So, Yeah. There was a meeting set up. Megan and I went. We sat down for a little while. And all we saw was...
Now, wait, I missed this. It was supposed to be on the first week of... Or the first day of spring, but did that get changed?
That got changed to a week earlier.
Okay.
And we went and sat on the fountain. And then all the homeless people scared us away.
Was it moved earlier because it was warm that week?
That would make sense.
I think it was moved earlier because people wanted it earlier or something.
I think Brian was going to be out of town.
So,
but it's not. It's not spring yet.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter. I don't know. Well, it doesn't matter because nobody showed up. Actually, I think I got counted five different people came, saw nobody around, then left. And we were there from 3:57 to like 4:37 or something like that. We were there for like 40 minutes.
I think maybe at least if we do it on a Sunday, you might could get.
It was a Sunday.
You could get a free painting for a cigarette maybe. At the fountain.
Yeah, the fountain's creepy.
Yeah. We forgot to do soap opera.
No, we're just not there yet.
We're in the middle of the show.
Okay. Well, what else are we into this week? Is there something that I don't have on my list?
Well,
I heard this about this guy who was going to play the sewing machine.
No, you you just heard that when we were talking about it 5 minutes ago, and that's not what that was.
35 minutes ago.
Unless Eric tries to play the sewing machine. Is that a possibility?
I
how would you mic that?
Well, there's a microphone here, and the sewing machine's on now. But I'm afraid if I touch that, I'll break it.
What, the sewing machine or the microphone?
Well, mostly the sewing machine, because I happen to know this mic to be pretty indestructible. But
yes,
there's a. I made my first project tonight, which was a blouse.
A blouse for a mouse?
For a mouse.
Yeah.
A mouse blouse.
It's a mouse blouse.
And it's awesome.
Megan likes it.
Blossom?
Yeah, a mouse can eat cheese or a mouse can control a computer.
Will this tear it up if I play it with the...
You gotta put some fabric in it.
All right.
All right, we've got to find out.
Maybe later on. All right, let's go into the mustaches.
Oh yes, so we're all into March Madness, as the whole country is, of course.
Who wouldn't be? I mean, it's almost. Oh, never mind.
What? It's almost what?
Never mind. never mind. Just move on.
Well, Yeah, we just saw UAB lose a heartbreaker.
Yeah, I guess you could say it has almost become a national holiday.
That's not what I...
Hank Lazard.
Well, anyways, so the whole country has taken notice of...
You can't let that slip, Pauline.
Yeah, I know.
It's almost like y'all have the same brain or something.
What is going on? The whole country has taken notice of us.
Everything has completely gone astray.
Sports heroes and their mustaches.
Whoa, settle down, everybody. Better staple that up.
So the whole country is taking notice of sport mustaches.
Things have gotten out of control.
Yeah, wrong.
What do you mean wrong?
After the staple.
All right.
Oh, after the staple. Well, Megan can't hear the staple effect.
Yeah, I can't. So I'm sorry, okay. Hank. Better not luck.
Yep. Maybe next week, Molly.
Hope you're prepared.
All right. Is that 34? Okay. Let's go. Mustaches. Right.
Yes. this is going to take forever, but here we go. In honor, or everyone has seen, is watching these things, and Jason here. Been seeing this March Madness, and I've seen the star of the Gonzaga. What is the Gonzaga's team?
The Bulldogs, I think.
Gonzaga Bulldogs.
The Zags.
Adam Morrison, and everyone loves his mustache. So right now, in honor of Adam Morrison and his mustache, maybe one of the greatest mustaches of all time, we are having the greatest mustaches of all time here. We've got a bunch of mustaches checked in, plugged in. Megan's going to take pictures of them, us sporting the mustaches, and Eric and Erica will be guessing. Well, of course, we have this one here. I already told you, is okay, Adam,
so
Morrison.
This is Adam
pass
Morrison.
Pass the microphone down.
All right. And we'll probably post these maybe on the web or maybe in. Now, this would be a good thing to blog, Hank. You can blog this thing.
Yeah, I guess that mustache will get hit in the nuts.
No, that's not necessary to blog something that. All right, mustache number. So this is sort of like Radio Charades, where we did it and nobody listening.
All right, so here we are.
All right,
I have mustache number two.
This is mustache number two.
It's a member of Fish.
A member of Fish.
No, not all. No, they're not all sports.
They're not?
No.
All right, so if you're listening at home, you can play along by going to, we'll blog this, by going to www.hanklazard.com, clicking on blog, or in MySpace, looking up Hank Lazard, and going to his blog and viewing these photos.
All right.
All right, mustache number two was?
Well, if we're going to, I guess no play, that was Raleigh Fingers.
Yeah, hit pause and then guess, and then, okay. Mustache number two is Raleigh
that
Fingers.
That was Raleigh Fingers, and I guess you can say he's my namesake. All right, here we go, Hank.
Right, number three, Hank. All right, this is Hank. All right.
Oh, wow. He looks like a catfish.
Catfish? Erica?
Not catfish hunter, no. His mustache looks different.
What's that guy's name from In Four Rooms? Who's the butler?
Tim Roth?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, wrong! Yeah, yeah, I'll give you a hint, Eric.
All right.
You had your chance to be a hero, and you blew it!
What?
I'm not getting anywhere on that.
I think there's mustache confusion here. No, that's, this is supposed to be John Waters, is
yes,
that right?
Yes,
okay.
That's John Waters.
Yeah, wrong!
No, it's not wrong. You didn't make the mustache.
Who are you saying it is?
Yeah, another mustache, please.
All right. Well, here's another small one here.
Well, what are we doing? We don't need another mustache. No, we're not. I don't want that photo to exist. In fact, nobody's taking a photo of that.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right, here we go. I got one here.
All right, so this is the next one. This is pretty easy. This is pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
You can guess it, brother.
Yeah, we got to go with Hulk Hogan.
Yes. All right.
No relation to the new Arby's commercials, I'm sure.
Oh, Arby's is pretty expensive.
That is.
Now they paid Hulk Hogan to be skinny.
Yeah, step one, pay Hulk Hogan and Joan Rivers. Step two, charge 50 cents more for a roast beef sandwich. Step three, less roast beef. Step four.
What's step four?
Yeah, revenue, Pauline.
Yeah, revenue.
All right, here's one revenue for Vicky Delaney here. Okay. Mustache. All right.
That's quite becoming.
All right, again, if you're listening home and you're not looking at the vlog, I guess this is dead.
That's,
all right, guesses?
That's me.
You're wrong!
Is it Raleigh?
Yeah, I'll give you a hint. Murder, don't
trick it in. That's not a hint. This is sort of a generic mustache. Who did we decide this was?
That's Don Mattingly.
Yeah.
former Yankees slugger, if you can call him a slugger. To somebody constantly bats above 300, is that a slugger or is that just a good hitter?
All right, next mustache.
All right, Jason.
How many more do we have?
We've got two more.
All right, two more. All right, how are we doing on photos, Megan? Are we keeping up with all this? Okay, that's good.
This one's a two-parter. It's a mustache plus another piece of another accessory because they can't be together without one another.
I almost forget who this was.
Well, yeah. All right. He is wearing aviator sunglasses, also cut out of paper, and has the mustache.
I'm feeling some A-Team. Here.
Nope.
I'm thinking more along the lines of Top Gun.
Hint.
What?
Hint?
Give them a hint, Pauline.
I can't think of a hint because I can't remember who this is.
It's not Goose, is it?
Super fan.
No, that's Ditka.
Oh, that's right.
Mike Ditka.
yeah.
I think the real... Oh.
Well, it's the salt and pepper mustache and with the aviator sunglasses.
Yeah, the sunglasses I can't get past, Cobra. Stallone.
We'll see how well this goes in the blog.
Yeah. Here we go. Mustaches of the world. What a terrible, terrible... or mustaches of famous. This is a bad sketch here.
We should have got a joke. All right, the last one on Vicky Delaney.
Yeah, I'll give you a hint. My little trucker.
All right, it's the same hint.
Anybody? It's Tom Selleck, of course.
That's not the only thing.
Wah, 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 wah. I think this would have been better if, we had a live audience or video. Or
yeah, we forgot to do soap opera, Raleigh.
Oh, no, we didn't forget. It's just a long show.
All right, getting to know Hank Lazard and then soap opera. Getting to know Hank Lazard, this is going to be quick. George, which we think is of Kyle and George. George Atkinson.
I believe that. That sounds good to me.
Wrote in an email, and we forgot to bring it in. But it's a popular question. Usually when people write, it involves, I think George said, to paraphrase, that I hanked my Hank at HankLazard.com, and now what? Or he may have injured himself hanking, because that's what I think. Who?
Ben
injured himself hanking his Hank at HankLazard.com. So, do you have an answer to that question? What happens after you hank your Hank at HankLazard.com?
We call you, then you say you hank my Hank at HankLazard.com and win a prize from the Hank Lazard prize bucket.
All right, are you ready? Oh, okay, also we got an email from Amber, who writes three quick questions. All right, Hank, let's see how quickly we can get through these. Boxers brief or none of the above?
Yeah, pants.
All right, who is your favorite Ninja Turtle?
That one with the sucker.
What?
All right.
One, two, three, chop, three licks. Little kid, sorry about the sucker. Don't do drugs, stay in school.
Give a hoot, don't pollute.
No, that's the other one, Raleigh.
All right, and finally, what are your plans for St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, kiss me, I'm Hank Lazard, Hank Lazard.
What a disaster. And to think, there actually some planning went into tonight, and we're at 45 minutes. All right, let's read soap opera and get out of here. Can we get a volunteer to be a taxi driver? Anyone?
Yeah, I'll be a taxi driver.
All right, you have to crowd around because we only have two scripts.
Are you looking at me?
What?
I don't see anybody else in here. You must be looking at me.
Yeah, that's Robert De Niro. sans mustache, Raleigh.
Well, he had a sideways mustache on the top of his head.
All right. It needs to stay here because Hank needs to read off of it also.
All right. We don't have a theme song. I don't have to play that. Previously on Soap Opera, Tony Fontaine and his friends Tony Fontaine and Tony Fontaine are searching for Tony Fontaine's long-lost dead father. Tony Fontaine is the missing diary page in Angela Lansbury's hip. Tonight, a surprise.
Well, the diary was not in Angela Lansbury's hip.
That hip wasn't even hollow.
Maybe we can catch a ball game before the end of the day.
Yep. Letter.
What does it say?
Surprise, I have to go to the East Coast.
We can't go. Later on the East Coast.
Taxi!
Where are you going?
Do you know where that senator lives?
No.
I will go to that restaurant with the girls.
I had a chicken wing and got kicked in the groin.
Don't forget to change my tires. Meter ding. Next week, Tony Fontaine meets two new friends.
What was that?
Yeah, I don't have pain much when I get kicked in the groin. I mean, it hurts, but, you know.
Well, I think that's probably the least of the problems with this script. All right. Did you hear what...
Yeah, Charlie is in charge of revenue. New character says Jolly.
Well, he didn't.
Did he say that?
Well, I was talking to him. He said that he thought the soap opera needed some spicing up. But but this, I would not call this spicing up. Why is Brian Peterson there? All right, let's get out of here.
I ain't.
The taxi.
Hank Lazard, oh, I said, Hank Lazard, oh, yeah. Hank, your Hank at HankLazard.com. Well, we got Raleigh and Pauline. Oh, we got Raleigh and Pauline. So hook your iPod up. I said, hook your iPod up. Oh, Hank Lazard Show is coming on. The Hank Lazard is coming on. So open that jack, pop that beer right now. Turn off the TV, listen to Hank Lazard.
Hitler had smaller feet, Raleigh.
Hank, your Hank at HankLazard.com. You're listening to the Hank Lazard Show.
Man, that just ended